Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Kom ons gaan Vrystaat toe. Ek dink is ek 'n koud, maar Johnny Lou, hy is te besig om te worry oor die weer. Môre Johnny, hoe gaan dit?
My broer, dit is cool.
Ja.
Vir die Vrystaat is dit cool. Dis nie minusse nie.
Ja.
Maar dit is cool. Maar dit gaan goed. Ons is lekker hier in die opleidingssentrum. I've got two wonderful brothers here.
Nice.
And we are chatting with our favorite Brad Rillet from Cape Town.
Hey,
man.
Thanks guys. Hallo daar in die Vrystaat. Hoe gaan dit, manne? Hope it's going well there. Johnny, you know, you give us a bird's eye view into some of the conversations that you have with the guys and girls on that side. So we're going to leave you to it.
Thank you, my brother. Listen here, this morning, I just, we come together at 8 o'clock as the HR office. And then with every department that is connected to the HR office, we have morning prayer and we share word. And the word of the day was just that Jesus prayed. And he taught us how to pray. And in the prayer, the Lord's prayer, he says, Father, give us our daily bread. He didn't ask for baskets full of bread for 10 months, you know. Het gesê, gee ons net vandag ons daglikse brood. Just give us our daily bread today. And that is the portion that we will have today. There's two things that I think I'm pulling out for myself out of this. The first thing is that Jesus is teaching us to depend on the Lord. Not to gather up and to think that we don't need the Lord, but we need his provision every day. And then the second thing is, I think it's an old thing when you look at the Israelites, when they were in the desert. The Lord said, he sent manna every day to them, right? But he says, only gather for today and eat what you can eat today, for tomorrow will look after itself. Amen. Okay. And that is very important that my Buddha, ons moet leer om ons portion, our portion for today, we have to take it. Something happened to me on Monday that was a faith walk for me again. I had to take somebody to the airport in Bloemfontein. It's about 70 kilometers. And I got the message to take this guy to the airport late last on a Sunday night. And as I was driving, I saw that my petrol light is on, right? It's early in the morning. The petrol stations doesn't open at Brandfort until 6 o'clock. And I couldn't put in petrol, so I took the chance to take the guy to the airport. At the airport, I turn around. Now I'm coming back. I stop at a fuel station. I want to put in petrol. And I know that my virtual card that is on my phone doesn't have money in, so I have to transfer money from my one account to the other account. At that moment, the bank app is dead.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not working. Monday morning, I'm sitting at the petrol station. There's no petrol in my car. The light has been burning for the last 70, 80 kilometers. And I'm stuck. And I started laughing because it's been a while since I've got into a situation where there's no petrol in my car and I'm stuck with no money in my account. So I'm thinking, what must I do? And you know, like anybody, I'm you know, a krabby in my car, I begin kyk daan my car, and in my bag I get 30 rand, a 10 rand, a 20 rand, and in the middle console there's 40 rand.
Hey.
So now I've got 70 rand, right? Now I'm looking at the petrol attendant and he says, must I fill up, Tati? I said, no, my brother, 70 rand. And he says to me, 70. I say, yeah, 70, you know. So it's humiliating, man. You're putting in 70 rand. He puts in the 70 rand. It's 3.124 liters. Now, 3 liters on my car is, if I get 10 kilometers on a liter, I will get 30 kilometers. Now I see that to go back to the farm is 69 kilometers. And at that moment, I just trusted the Lord to say, Father, I can't put petrol in my car, but I have to get back to the farm. And I drove by faith, right? So my broer, die petrol liggie het gebrand van die plaas tot by die liggawe. En die petrol liggie het gebrand van die liggawe tot by die huis. And when I stopped in the garage, I said, Lord, thank you that I'm here at the house, you know. And then I got here, and then I just got this realization that the Lord says, stop the car, don't drive it until I fill your tank for you. So it's going to be interesting on my faith walk to see how the Lord is going to fill my tank for me, right?
Yes.
I can take the car and drive and fill it up with petrol, but in my faith walk, I've got to trust the Lord for that promise. I will fill up the car for you. So maybe next week I will tell you how the Lord filled up the car for me. You see? So my message for today is trust in the Lord. Walk by faith and not by sight. Okay. Even if the light is burning, keep on going forward. Even if you are on empty, don't give up. Because the Lord will carry you where you have to be. That's my story for today, Brady.
Your journey. Let's be honest, in the middle of all of that amazing stuff, maar hy mag, hy moet seker gaan klop, 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 klop van al die stress.
But when I got to the toll gate, right, I was breathing heavily, right? And that's 37 kilometers. So what happened is that at that moment, I needed some assurance, you know, just to stop my stomach. And the next moment, one of our senior managers on the farm, Enrico, his bucky was behind me. And I knew if I run out of petrol next to the road, Enrico is at least Enrico is on the road.
Yes.
So there was reassurance, but my stomach was quite bubbly at that moment.
We know God is good and we know he does amazing things, but there are those moments when we think, yo, I should have been a little bit cleverer about how I went about this, but we love your story. Nou moet ons wag 'n hele week om uit te vind wat gebeur, Johnny. Kan ons 'n hele week wag? Jy moet my laat weet, hoor.
My brother, vers 2, sal ons volgende week sal ons verder gaan. Johnny Lou, 1 vers 1. Ons het nou volgende week doen ons vers 2. Okay,
Johnny. Dankie vir julle tyd daar. Dankie vir die manne ook daar saam met jou. En dan gesels ons weer volgende week. Ons kan nie wag vir daai storie nie.
Okay, my brother. I love you, man.
Love
God
Johnny.
Bless you.
Cheers, man.
Okay, keep warm. Okay, my brother. Bye.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.